Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we got a great hour for you. At the bottom of it, Sean Powell. Powell to the people. NBA.com writer, longtime friend of both of ours. Does a great job covering the NBA. So that'll be a lot of fun. This is going to be a fun hour. And we're going to start with a good friend of both of ours. Stephen A. Smith, of course, everybody knows him. He and Russell Westbrook had a little tit for tat today, started yesterday. And Stephen A., basically, remember Westbrook, what was the line, Rob? 35 points, 21 assists, 14 rebounds, I think it was. Nobody's ever had a triple-double with at least 35 points and 20 assists. So he's the, I mean, Russell Westbrook, look, Rob, say what you want about him. He's the first player ever to average a triple-double in multiple seasons, and he became the first player to ever have a 35, 20, and 10 triple-double. And, Rob, you know he's averaging, did you know he's averaging a triple-double this year?
Really?
Yeah, it's like 21... 10 and 10, but 10.6 and 10.5, I think, are the rebounds and assists. So it looks like he'll be able to keep it up for the whole season because, you know, that's a little bit of cushion. So it'd be the fourth year he's averaged a triple-double, which is tremendous. But anyway, they won that game, but they're having a bad season. They're not even at this point in the play-in. And he's got Bradley Beal, who was an all-star and had a great year. Right now, they are 12th in the East. You got to be in the top 10 to get in the play-in. They're two games back of that, 2.5. But anyway, Stephen A. said that, you know, okay, the numbers are fine, but it don't matter if you're not winning. We've come to expect this from Westbrook, great numbers individually. Called him a Hall of Famer and all that. Didn't really insult him, just said, but you got to win. I'm not impressed. They mean nothing because you got to win. And Westbrook took umbrage. Do we have it, Rob G.? Here he is.
My championship don't change my life. I'm happy. I was a champion once I made it to the NBA. Like, I grew up in the streets. I'm a champion. Like, nobody can. I don't have to be an NBA champion. I know many people that got NBA champions that's miserable, have done nothing for their community, have done nothing for the people in our world. And for me, man, my legacy, like I mentioned before, is not based on what I do on this court. I'm not going to play basketball my whole life. My legacy is what I do off the floor, how many people I'm able to impact and inspire along my journey.
Here's the first thing I would say to that, Rob. And Russell Westbrook, everything he said was right on the money. He is more than a basketball player. It is more important what he, in the grand scheme, what he's doing to help other people. And he, as well as every NBA player, they've won just by getting to the NBA. A lot of millions have tried. I tried. I couldn't. You know, millions have tried, and they have succeeded in getting to the NBA. And in his case, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. But here's my point, Rob. That's not what Stephen A. or any of us talk about with any of the athletes. And I want the athletes to know it is not personal. Nobody's talking about your personal life, your personality, your whether or not you're a success in life. They're talking about wins and losses. And as the great Herman Edwards said, you play to win the game. And so Stephen A. wasn't questioning Westbrook's character. He wasn't even really questioning his greatness as a player because he said he's a Hall of Famer. He was just saying, there's one thing left for Russell Westbrook to do, and that's win a championship. Another triple-double doesn't enhance his legacy, but winning a championship will. And so that's what I would just say to the athletes is we agree that you guys are successful and we applaud you who use your platform to help others. And when there's criticism, it's not about, even if you're not a quote unquote good guy off the court, that's not what any of this is about, unless it's legal. You know, if it's a crime or something. This is about your game. And the games and winning rings. And so that's what I would say to Russ. I don't even think Stephen A. would disagree with anything Russ said in that regard.
Yeah, I just, when you feel compelled to have to respond, I mean, I
think
I
was asked though, Rob.
Yeah, but you don't have to. I mean, I don't have to tell you that I was in the streets and I don't have to. Okay, that's fine.
Was he
that's
out in the streets too? Was he Stephen out there?
What?
I don't know. Was he out in the streets like that?
I don't know. I mean, he went to UCLA, right? He was a college kid. But I think maybe sometimes people take things too seriously. It's Stephen A's opinion. It's our opinion. It's your opinion. It's fine, Chris. I'm just saying if that's what you feel compelled to do, but you don't have to justify your existence because somebody's talking about you as a basketball player, and yes, it is about winning. And guys, we know have piled up numbers. I've talked about Matthew Stafford forever. The one thing I'll give Russell Westbrook is that they had a better record when he put up those numbers. Right. And I thought
Matthew Stafford. I know
No. I'm just saying, but it's the same thing. Matthew Stafford was there for 12 years. They got no playoff wins, no division title. So yeah, you want to go and say he's got all these gaudy numbers, he should be in the Hall of Fame. That's fine. If that's all that matters to you. No.
You don't think he should be a Hall of Famer?
Nah, I'm just.
Wow.
I don't think he's ever played in a big game.
He went to the finals.
No, I'm talking about Matthew Stafford.
They scored 43 points. Oh, no. I'm talking about Westbrook.
I'm talking about Stafford. Oh, okay. Of course.
Westbrook.
No. Yeah, I'm talking about Stafford.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, so, you know, I get it. You know, people are so, they feel like, you know, for him to say that, you know, don't tell me that as a basketball player and as a guy who played at that level, you don't want to win a championship. You could discount it and poo-poo it to make it sound good that it doesn't matter to you. But I just don't buy that. I don't believe it. If you can get one, it doesn't mean that that you're no good or you wasted 15 years in the NBA if you don't win a championship. But don't say it wouldn't be sweeter to be able to get one and to be the last team standing one day. That's all. And it sounds like you know, his feelings got hurt. And that's why he pushed back with the other stuff and the impact he had off the court, and his life isn't about just the court. I get all that. It's not. But if you put in your heart and your soul, Chris, and all the work that you have to put in to be able to be one of 400 players in a league, the best basketball league in the world, you can't tell me you don't want to win.
No, and I think I don't think he was saying he doesn't want to win a championship. But I respect, especially in this day and age, whereas we see guys are, you know, some guys are moving all over the place to win championships, and that's fine too. But I respect the guy, and I used to say this about Allen Iverson, who says, you know what? I want to win one here in Philly. I'm going to give my heart and soul every single night to win a championship here in Philly for myself, for the organization, for the fans. And if I don't, I can live with that. But I know I'm going out every day to try to get one. And I respect that. Damian Lillard, that's his stance. That's been Russ's stance. Now, he's obviously moved around, not really by his own choice for the most part. But, you know, I respect, Rob, a guy that's saying, I don't have to go and team up with a bunch of guys to win the championship. Now, I will throw this at you. Some guys, Westbrook, though, it would enhance his legacy if he could win a championship. But some guys, there's not the same amount of pressure on them. Like a LeBron, he absolutely had to win a championship. KD, same thing, because they were so good individually. I think Zion, if he stays healthy, it's going to be like, dude, at some point, you got to win a ring. You know, Giannis. Like, there are certain guys at a level where it's like, you got to win a ring. Russ is a Hall of Famer, but some of it's because he's a small guard, that people don't necessarily expect you to lead a team or do it for the most part on your own and win the championship. So it's, you know, it's an interesting thing. But I think, Rob, too, like, guys are going to respond nowadays. And, you know, I don't, you know, if we put out our opinions, they got a right to respond.
I'm not saying they don't have a right. I just don't think that you win, that there's no, you don't have to. Just because someone says something about you or has an opinion, you don't have to answer all. That's all. I'm just saying, you can't silence the critics. What did that do? Did that change? Did that stop Stephen A.'s opinion? Or did that change mind?
I don't think it hurt him either. It didn't. I think you can get to a point where it hurt. Like, I think KD went too far with Rappaport. That's hurt him. But I think Westbrook gave a very solid, you know,
to me, you validate
answer.
People when you do that, and you don't always have to. If Stephen A. came out of his face and said he was a bum and no good and because he's never won a or attacked his character, then, Chris, a response is cool. But saying that, you know, piling up numbers don't mean as much if you don't win a championship, I don't think that's so out there or so far out there, or like Stephen A. said something so cutting edge, or he cut him deep. I don't see the comment like that.
Well, and I don't think Westbrook responded like it was like that. You know, I mean, he didn't even mention Stephen A's name. Or even, you know, I mean, obviously it was in response to his question, but I think he was just throwing out a general statement about maybe the media or the people that create narratives.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, having a couple of little technical difficulties with Chris. But, all right, was Russell Westbrook wrong to respond to Stephen A.? We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and even free battery charging. That's great. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Should Russell Westbrook have just left things alone, or what do you think about him responding to Stephen A. Smith? Your
All
turn
right.
to weigh in with the Odd Couple.
Let's do it. Dwight in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good evening. Good evening. Got a great show going tonight.
Thank
hey,
you.
I just wanted to say this. I really think Russell, man, these last couple years, he's really matured. I had no problem with him going back in. And like Chris said, he didn't mention Stephen A's name. And in my opinion, fellas, I really think KD left him hanging in OKC. They could have built something in OKC. And then he goes to Houston and James Harden crapped all over that situation. I really think Russell, I really would love to see him in another winning situation, man. I think the guy's matured now. And I just think right now, sometimes when guys mature and get of age, championships or whatever else they have on it, Russell right now, man, he has things going on outside of basketball, man.
Yeah, but Dwight, he's in NBA Siberia in D.C., so, you know, talking about
right.
winning a championship, he can't.
Right.
He can't talk about it because he knows he has no shot.
You're right. I mean, KD obviously left him high and dry, and Harden did too. So he's been left out to hang by some great players.
He's been
players.
Worked over like a burger and fries. Is that it?
Yeah, I would just love to see the guy in another winning situation.
I think his game. Look, he's been in a winning situation for what, 12 years and hasn't gotten it done. His game. He's a lot like Iverson to me. Iconic, Hall of Famer, tremendous individual player, but his style of play, it's tough to win the championship that way. And it was tough with Iverson.
Yeah.
I mean, that style of play is just hard. And
Sergio,
Sergio
in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sergio?
Hey, thank you, Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob, for everything you guys do, man.
Thank you.
Hey, but before I start, I need to get back on that Trash Talking Tuesday, man. I need to come strong, but I haven't been passionate about any topics lately, but I'm going to come back next Tuesday with it.
All right, we wait. You've been doing a good job, Sergio, so yes.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Hey, but I agree with everyone on all fronts, man. Most importantly, I got to go with what Rob said. I mean, Stephen A never disrespected the man. I mean, you know, just like Chris said, it was probably more of like a general statement to many media members. Maybe it's been on his mind for a while, but, you know, it's cool. You know, he's well respected throughout his community and throughout the NBA as like a man, you know, but he can't act like the goal of the game is to not win a ring. You know?
Right.
If that's not his goal, then what is he doing? Is he just playing for triple doubles? And it's
exactly.
cool he does, man. You know, it's just, you know, he can't act like the ring isn't important. Hey, but thank
Sergio,
you guys very much.
I agree. That's where he sounds disingenuous. I don't know if it doesn't matter. I'm not saying Charles Barkley had a great NBA career, had a great second career, right, Chris, as a broadcaster,
yes.
didn't win a championship. Okay, all right.
A lot of it's because he was, you know, he's become such a superstar.
And he barks back at other people too,
right.
and that's the only way they could get at him. Do you know
but
what I mean?
But don't you think that's one of the first things you think of after Charles Barkley, great player, superstar, an analyst, but he didn't win the champ? Like that's
right.
up there.
No, it is. I mean, it is.
Even with Patrick Ewing too.
Yeah,
you know, it's just when you play, you're such a great individual player. People do think of that. John Stockton, wow, awesome, but never won a ring.
Him and Karl Malone, they played great right. together for 15 years. Didn't win.
Yep.
Leo in New York City, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Leo?
Good evening, guys. Hello?
How are you?
We got you. How you doing?
Okay. Oh, good, good. I just want to say that I agree with both fronts here. But the thing is, this whole thing wouldn't have been an issue if, in the first place, Westbrook's wife had not obliterated Stephen A. on social media and make it a whole thing for reporter to actually go and ask Westbrook. And now you have to respond. And because right now, Rob said...
I didn't know that part, Leo. Thanks for that. I didn't know his wife went crazy on
She went crazy on him. That's what prompted the answer by the reporters. Otherwise, no one would have said anything about, you know, what Stephen A. said.
Right.
But the thing is, because Westbrook hasn't won the championship, now you have to take it off the court and say that he's a champion, you know, in life and all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, we all know Westbrook is known for one thing, playing hard every night.
Yeah.
Leaving it all
and
on the floor.
Triple doubles.
And I respect him for that.
30 years from now, people
play so hard.
There was this dude, just like Rob, when we think of Oscar Robertson, what's the first thing we think about? He averaged a triple double.
Yep.
He won a championship.
He won one in Milwaukee with Kareem.
Yep. But we think of the triple-double. People are going to be like, man, this dude, especially Rob, if nobody else does it, you know, maybe Luka or Jokic, they may do it one year. I don't know. They're close. But if nobody does it again,
it's a feat. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
people are going to be like,
oh, my gosh, this dude.
And then the other part we talk about, and he was winning when he did it. It wasn't like garbage points or – hey, I need another assist to get to 10. It wasn't like that.
Right.
Hey, Jordan in Brooklyn, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And what's that net score? They were down big in the first quarter. Do we know, Chris? Where is it
91-89 with 10.5 minutes left.
Houston's
Who's up? Houston.
Okay. Houston by two. It
was tied a few minutes ago, I believe. But, yeah, they're winning this game.
Hey,
I'd be shocked if Brooklyn doesn't win this game.
Hello?
Yep.
What's up, man?
What's up? Yeah, I believe, just to, you know, touch on this topic, I think it's one of those things that, like, I guess just as human beings, it's like one of those questions that, you know, you're getting constantly being, you know, this is a topic that you probably don't want to talk about, but, you know, people are, social media and everybody is talking about it. So it seemed like one of those things where he responded, it was like one of those things, he already knows it and he's just tired. It's just a subject that he probably wants to talk about. But the facts are the facts. If we look at the teammates, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Serge Ibaka, you're talking about Paul George, Melo at one point, not one single championship to show for it. And the thing we have to realize is that tomorrow's not guaranteed. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. When us as human beings, we have to constantly remind ourselves that. So let's say that tomorrow or the day before, he plays a game and God forbid he tears his Achilles, or damn near he tears his ACL, where his athleticism is being compromised. What would that say to the rest of his career?
He would be in trouble once his athleticism is gone. We know he's going to be in trouble. But you know what? The bulk of his career has been played. The Russell Westbrook legacy is written. I mean, unless he wins a championship like next year, his legacy is written. And Rob, if he wins one 4 years from now with somebody as a role player, you know, it doesn't change his legacy. It's nice, but it's not going to change his legacy. His legacy is written, and it's a great legacy. Because all the individuals you mentioned, Durant, Harden, Melo, guess what? They haven't won it without him. They haven't won it either. With him, without, you know, they didn't win it with him either. So it wasn't just Westbrook's fault.
Right.
It was they all collectively didn't get it done.
And they were younger.
We all remember,
they
Rob, they were up 3-1 on Golden State.
Yeah, and they won game one of the finals, and they had a chance to win game two at home. And then they lost that game. Durant was fouled, no call. They lost, and then they lost the next three, and that was it. That trip to the finals.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person
anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
And I can't remember the exact circumstances, but I was there to cover the game with the Nets and the Bucks, but they sent me out to cover this story about the shuttle and to talk to people that knew the astronaut. I don't think it was a tragic ending. I can't remember correct. But, you know, they sent me out to do that. So, yeah, the newspaper days were great. I'm glad we did get to work in that era, at least for me. This era is fine, but as far as coverage, I like that era better than the internet era, as far as being a writer.
Absolutely, 100%. And we used to travel. I mean, it was a whole different thing, Chris. It was a real fraternity. You know that. You're in a fraternity. But, you know, the newspaper fraternity. And we used to travel to every city and see the other writers and go out to dinner and restaurants. And it just
you
was
got a, close with the writers, even the other beat writers that you competed with.
Two of my closest friends are Cliff Brown and Curtis Bunn, and we covered the Knicks together, the three of us. I mean, we competed against each other every night, Chris, you know, for stories and whatnot.
Yep.
If Cliff got a story, tip my cap to him. I'm trying to get one the next day. Curtis is trying to get one. It was healthy, though. It was good.
Right. It was some good. And I got to be honest, too, Rob. I look back at some of my high school, covering high school sports. Some of my best memories in the sports writing business are from those days, too.
Yep.
Just the, you know that. I mean, when you covered the NBA, they gave you all the stats, right? Everything. Yep. You get dinner in the press room.
Oh.
You got all the stats. The quotes are printed out on the sheet for you. Everything. High schools, you had to keep your own stats. You might have sat in the stands. You had
Chris,
to talk
to
the janitor about opening up the principal's office
to be able to send
you
your story.
Write. Yeah.
Yep.
I got locked in schools and in you know, on campuses. It was, man.
I sent stories from
clubs,
everywhere.
Crazy.
How about going to McDonald's? You got a phone line?
Right.
Like, I need a phone line. I was going to restaurants. Yep. I used to beg the managers, Chris. I got to file a story. I'm a newspaper reporter from New York.
And they're like, what?
Yeah,
but they let you do it, right? Like they always let me do it. I could have been anybody saying that, but I guess showing them the computer might have helped. But yeah, Rob, I wrote stories sitting in my car, it parked in a gas station.
Yep.
You know, it just, but fun times, man. We've been blessed. Sports writers. It's been a fun
career. And look at where the sports writers have gone and reshaped television. I mean, there's a story there, and I give ESPN a lot of credit. You know, they were showing highlights and stuff and got all the fluffy hair guys, Chris, who were given scores, and they realized we just can't give scores and highlights. We need something to be in-depth. And they started picking and snatching all the columnists from all the major newspapers, and that's really what it morphed into.
To be colorful.
Yep.
Because they were writers. I've heard people, and this was early on, I think athletes, a lot of them have really caught on. But early on, there was a feeling of why do fans, why would they rather watch a sports writer on television than, you know, an ex-athlete? And it was because sports writers would say something.
Right.
You know, they would have an opinion, be critical when it was warranted or whatever. Whereas a lot of athletes would just kind of say politically correct stuff or really not, you know, not ruffle any feathers of their former friends, teammates, coaches, whatever. I think athletes have gotten the picture now, you know, especially a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, it's
and
changed.
They're doing a good job. Yeah,
absolutely.
But early on, that's what the thinking was.
100%.
And the Nets now, Rob, are up 105-103. Blake Griffin just hit a three-pointer.
Are you serious?
Yep. So Harden is out. Rob, we know this. You and I both have him right at the top of the MVP race. It's a hamstring. This is what Durant's been out for more than a month with.
They said he got tightness, right?
Yeah. You hope it's nothing serious. But obviously, if it, they're going to err on the side of caution. I was talking to somebody with the Nets recently this week, and they were saying that Durant's fine. Like, you know, not that he should be playing, but they're like, he's good.
But he's okay.
Just being overly
hurt.
Cautious.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to take our total time. So you hope he'll be back maybe next week. That's what they're shooting for. But Harden could be out of the race, Rob. I mean, for injury, you know, if you miss too many games.
Yeah, I mean, let's not – we don't know what it is. They could – again, they could have just taken him out precaution because, Chris, you know, they can do
it. There's no need to force
him. No. If he, hey, I'm feeling tight. Take him out. You know what I mean? Like, take him out. We got too much – On the line for this season. We got all this. We're rolling. We can win this game without them. I mean, they were down 42-29 to start this game.
It may have even been worse than that.
It was bad, right? I
felt they
you said they'd
back
win.
To
you said
yeah, they're going to beat Houston. But Dallas is running over Boston. So looks like we will not be getting Powell to the people.
Okay.
We'll get him – we'll get him later on in the week or something like that. But yeah, tonight I'm excited about watching Andre Drummond, Rob. I just want to see. I mean, look, on one hand, you're not really going to learn anything because what he does tonight, his role tonight, it's not going to be anything like his role will be once LeBron and AD get back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he could go out and get 25 and 20, and people will go crazy. Rob G will be, you know, throwing a hissy fit. Oh, we got to win it. We got to win it. It's not going to matter because it's going to be a totally different role once LeBron and AD come back.
Right.
And LeBron isn't used to, you know, he don't really play with big post-up guys like that. So it'll be different, but I am excited to see what he does. Did you see Jeannie Buss's post? She put a picture of her welcoming Andre Drummond to the Lakers beside a picture of her dad, the great, late great Jerry Buss, welcoming Kareem to the Lakers back in the 70s.
Oh, really?
Tad overstated.
Yes.
Just a tad.
Yes.
Just a tad.
I think that she went over the top there. Yes.
Now, but was it worse than Magic Johnson calling Lonzo Ball the next Magic Johnson?
I was watching Skip and Shannon debate that talk about this morning, and that's what I thought of, Rob G. I was like, this is the Laker way. Magic says Lonzo Ball is going to be better than him, and Jeannie Buss is comparing Andre Drummond to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, next thing we know, don't let them bring back Avery Bradley. They might say he's the next Kobe or something like that.
No, that's Talen Horton Tucker. You know
yeah.
that.
THT.
He's the next Kobe.
Oh, let me ask you this, Rob G, because, you know, I was saying that, and both of us, Rob too, saying they should have thrown THT in that deal for Kyle Lowry. I think you disagree with us on that, but let me ask you this. What is THT going to be? I was talking to a scout the other day from another team who agreed with you and most that they should not have, they were right not to put THT
in it. That's right.
He felt that, but I asked him, I said, so, okay. I said, what is THT going to be? Is he going to be a star? I said, I don't think he's going to be a star. He said, not a star. He'll be a good, solid starter. Okay, fine. There's, you know, 150 solid starters in the league or 125 of them. What do you think THT is going to be?
Is
he a star?
First off, good thing they didn't make the Kyle Lowry trade because Kyle Lowry's out for 7 to 10 days now with a toe infection. So that would have been really bad if you're a Lakers fan.
7 to 10 days. Yeah. I can live with that.
Yeah, but not when the Lakers are already down.
LeBron and AD are out for weeks.
Yeah, so I would have really lost that bet. You would have really lost that bet if they had no Kyle Lowry for 2 weeks with that team. But THT, I think next season, I could see him being a sixth man of the year candidate for sure.
Wow.
And then going forward after that.
So you think star?
Well, is a sixth man a star? I mean,
if he's player,
is Lou Williams a star? Is Montrezl Harrell a star?
If he's the sixth man of the year.
Right.
In his third season.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could project that may he could end up being a star. The progression from that would be
I don't see star.
I think it's a possibility, but I would bet if I had to bet, I say no.
Well, the problem though is most stars nowadays
6'4", can't shoot threes.
Ben Simmons is 6'10", can't shoot threes.
Yeah, but he can do everything else.
Yeah, but he
better
gets what
THT,
12
better
points
defender,
and seven
better
rebounds
passer,
a game,
being, better like, rebounder. He's better at everything else than THT. Stop.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying that he's not, but it's like you can't pick and choose. Well, this guy can't shoot, this guy can, so then it's the same. It's not the same thing, Chris.
No, you can when they do other things.
And THT
right,
can't
do
anything.
Do we have a show on? Are you guys? Can you guys stop
no.
it?
I'm trying to school Rob
yeah,
G. You
until,
see the homerism.
Until you talk
you're
to
you're comparing you THT talked, to Ben Simmons.
You talked
really?
To an NBA scout who said
don't
I was right.
Don't let me get you.
Who
don't
said I was
Rob
right?
Go on vacation.
Rob,
don't
I don't
let
know
Rob
how you work with this man every day.
Every day.
I don't know
day,
how
you. He, every day for
he
two
had
and a half
He said in
years.
The beginning of this whole spiel, yeah, the scout agreed with you, but.
No,
and then he tries to go off on 5 minutes.
I mean, no, Rob G, most people around the NBA agree with you.
That's because I'm smarter than you.
I widely admit I was on the outside looking in on that one.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that, though. That don't mean they're right.
It means that I'm more right than you.
No, it doesn't. Yes, there's no right answer. It didn't happen. I mean, we'll see what THT is.
Okay. In 3 years, we'll have this conversation again.
Yeah, right. All right. All right. It's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, keep it locked. What you talking about, Rob, 2.5 years? Like it's been torture. Stop it. Stop it!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Couple Chris and Rob wrapping up a Worship Wednesday coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, Blake Griffin just drained another three. The Nets are up 114-103. So what? They're not only going to win. I mean, great, Houston's horrible, but still.
No, I know. I know. They just got off to a hot start. Away.
Yeah. 19-2 run. I tell you what, what, right?
Is that?
Blake,
so what is
Griffin's
that now? Is that 19?
19
out of 22? 19
of 22. Oh. 19-3. And 18-3 without Durant.
Wow.
It would be the best record in the league. Their record without Durant would be the second best record in the league.
Which is amazing.
Without Durant. To Utah. I'd be second to Utah. If Blake's going to shoot threes like this, you can play your small ball lineup with him at center. And you could do it with Aldridge, too. But think about that. And I was talking to that's, man, if they're going to – if they're going to be tough to beat. They just got to work it all out. Get these guys healthy. I'm really
excited.
Beat
them. You
could
beat
Durant.
Them a game or so. You can't beat them four games. I can't see it.
If they aren't having it, you know, if there's no infighting and egos don't get in the way, because here's the, like you said, Blake's hitting threes. I'm not saying he's great 3-point shooting, but he can hit them. Joe Harris is a great 3-point shooter.
Yep.
He's gonna be wide open all the time. Cause I got all these other guys to worry about. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. Let me ask you this. If LeBron, and if LeBron, Embiid, and Harden are, let's say they're out of the MVP race because of they missed too many games with injuries. If Harden, you know, again, it's a what if he's out a couple weeks. Who you thinking? In that MVP. It's a weird year because so many guys are hurt. Giannis obviously coming off the tough playoff finish and actually has struggled, but he hadn't played as well the last few games. Jokic, this is a year, Rob, where it might be a guy that's not, you know, in the top.
Well,
two,
it might
three
be
seeds.
Who's left standing. You know what right. I mean? Like it might
Jokic,
just come down to it.
Dame Lillard, you know. I mean, Giannis maybe get thrown back in there. It could be interesting. Utah still doesn't have anybody. I mean, Kawhi, he's missed a lot of games too. I mean, not a lot for him.
They keep winning
to win MVP.
But yeah.
They got blasted last night by Milwaukee. Gave up a big lead. I mean, not Milwaukee, Orlando. Which I think
right
because
they were going for eight in a row.
Right,
you're right. They were going for eight in a row last
year. Yeah,
night.
Has a G League team out there right now. But yeah, it's an interesting year. Do you think these injuries, not KD of course, but a lot of the other ones, you think it may have something to do with the short off season?
I think that there was always going to be a chance of that, Chris. Whether the league wants to acknowledge it or not. I mean, they didn't have enough rest. They didn't right. get enough rest. They really didn't. That's the reality of it.
Yeah, I bet players are going to, when they start talking with the teams, maybe in the offseason, they're going to bring this up. You know, to play an 82-game season and playoffs, that is tough. It is a grind.
Hey Chris, tomorrow – Inside the Parker returns the podcast. Please download it. Subscribe. Baseball season is here. Inside the Parker, man. 22 minutes will give you the world.
That's what she said.
Or maybe not the world.
All right. It's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob signing off. Keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon right here on Fox Sports Radio. Peace.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.